Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's 103.2, available on the web at fm1032.com.au.
The Lonely Elf Who Saved Christmas Day. Part 1. The Guy Who Wanted Lots of Stuff. It was a frosty night near the Northern Pole, and a little elf was fiercely dashing through the snowfields.
Ouch!
The tiny little elf picked himself up out of the snow. Shivering and clutching his tunic around himself, he looked up at the long metal structure that stood before him.
I've made it! The North Pole!
Who's there?
My name is Schneezelpot, and I'm here to see Santa Claus.
Schneezelpot, you say? And what's your business with Santa Claus?
Oh, I'm a very clever little elf, sir, and I would very much like to work for Santa.
I see. Come on in, Schneezelpot.
The large metal doors clanged open, and Schneezelpot was led by an old man deep, deep into the ground. It was warm down there and quite homely. The old man had Schneezelpot sit down in a comfy old lounge and made him a cup of aniseed-flavored tea.
Oh, this is delicious!
I'm glad you like it.
Excuse me, sir. Could I ask you something?
Certainly.
Are you... Well, could you be? It's just that your belly gives it away. Are you possibly Santa Claus?
Ho, 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 ho! You are a clever little elf. Yes, Schneezelpot, I am Santa Claus.
I knew it! Oh, I knew it! Oh, Santa! For many years, I have been seeking the heart of Christmas, and finally, I found it! Oh, please, Santa, let me stay with you.
Now, hold on a minute, Schneezelpot. I'm happy for you to stay here, but I'm not the heart of Christmas.
But of course you are, you jolly old man. You're Santa.
Yes, but Christmas time isn't about me.
It's not?
No, not at all. I just like to get involved and make children smile.
So Christmas is about the children?
No.
The presents?
I'm sorry, but it's not about the presents either.
Oh, Santa, I'm so confused. I just wanted to find the heart of Christmas.
Well, Schneezelpot, I'm not going to give you the answer, but I'll tell you where you can find it.
If you could have seen the little elf when Santa said those words, his little elf ears perked right up.
Please, Santa, tell me.
Well, there's a man by the name of Raymond Clingston, and he too is searching for the heart of Christmas, but he's not looking in very good places.
Is he a bad man, Santa Claus?
No, Schneezelpot, he's not a bad man, just a little confused. I bet if the two of you work together, you could discover the heart of Christmas.
Really? Well, where does Raymond Clingston live?
Raymond Clingston lives in Sydney, Australia.
At that very point in time, across the other side of the globe, Raymond Clingstone was standing on the roadside in Sydney City.
Excuse me, sir, do you suffer from monetary disorder?
Go away!
And the same to you. Pardon me, ma'am, are you feeling the effects of the financial crunch?
Don't talk to me, you grub!
Sorry to bother you.
And just then, a dear old lady happened to hobble past.
Hi there, madam. If I could have a second of your time.
Of course you can, dearie.
Are you struggling with financial woes?
A little bit, I must confess.
Would you like to kiss those worries goodbye?
Oh, yes. I most certainly would, but how?
How? Why, I'm glad you asked how. It's a very simple answer, young lady. How? With this?
It's just a bit of paper, dearie.
Oh my, no, no, no. This is more than a piece of paper. This is the answer to your financial burdens. You simply fold it like this and place it in your purse where your money sits. The feeling of a full purse will give you, young lady, the feeling of a full life.
That does sound lovely. Can I use any piece of paper?
No, no, not at all. You must use this one, and I'm willing to give this to you.
Really? For free?
Practically free, yes. Just 100 $5.
Certainly. Here, it's my pension for the month, but I think it's worth it.
Of course it is. Good on you, sweetheart. Have a lovely Christmas.
You too, dearie.
Sucker.
That night, Raymond was sitting by his television, counting his earnings for the day. $700. Seven poor, unsuspecting victims. Seven Christmases that would be a little gloomy for those who had fallen into Raymond's deceitful trap. But life was about to change for Raymond.
Who would be calling at 11 p.m.?
Oh, hello, Raymond.
Raymond looked down at the knee-high little elf standing at his front door. It was quite a sight.
Look, if I've sold you something in the past, I'm really sorry, but business is business, you know?
Oh, no, Raymond. You haven't sold me anything.
So you're here because...
Because Santa has sent me, Raymond. Santa has sent me to you, and together we're going to discover the heart of Christmas.
And with that, Raymond Clingstone slammed the door in the little elf's face. But the story doesn't end there. Tune in next week for part two of The Lonely Little Elf Who Saved Christmas Day.
We hope you enjoyed this Sydney's 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit fm1032.com.au.